a 1035 instead of a 1036, and you have the wrong, we've got the wrong curb backer. And I'm like,
oh my God, come on.
Look at that.
Bonus episode, dude.
Bonus. Here we are.
Should we change it from bonus to something else? Like, is there something like cool name
we can come up with? Spicy extra.
Spicy extra topics. Spicy info. MTGA extra, spice. Extra
spicy.
After dark. Oh, okay.
Or before sun, before light.
Before sunrise. Before. Welcome to MTGA before sunrise. That's right. Andy, let's get right into it.
Yeah.
You've had some equipment issues.
I've had some equipment issues. You know, and this is a, I don't want this to come out as a dig towards the wholesale house, because it's certainly not. I respect the guys. I appreciate working with them. It's a mistake, you know. It's one of those things that happens, and it sucks. But and so I'm not going to bring up the wholesale house that is involved. They are making right, doing the best that they can to resolve the situation. So here's where we're at. We've had a rooftop unit that we replaced here a few weeks ago, 3 weeks ago or something, 4 weeks ago. We get the rooftop unit. I didn't get a copy of the spec sheet on the curb adapter. And that was stupid on my part, because I should have followed up on it. I was like, oh, sweet, they've got the curb. No big deal. They know exactly what's going to go on here. These guys are professionals. They've always done great work for me in the past. And we ordered it, right?
Yeah.
Sold the job, ordered it, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, rooftop shows up. We get the crane scheduled, pull the old rooftop off the roof, fly the new curb adapter up there. Curb adapter doesn't fit right. Something's a little bit wonky. And we're looking at it like, what the heck? And at the same, you know, by the time we're kind of getting that figured out, Miles is on the roof. I'm on the ground rigging the rooftop.
Yeah.
We fly the new rooftop up there. And as I get up on the roof to help, you know, signal this thing in or get it put in place, he's like, the curb adapter's not right. And I'm like, okay, hang on a sec. So we get the crane to hold. So he's basically holding this unit, you know, 10 feet above the roof. And we're trying to figure out, like, what's wrong with this curb adapter? Is it something we can field fix or field modify to make it work? And it just is no, there's no way it's going to work. I'm like, God dang it. So put a call into the supply house. I'm like, hey, we got a problem. Can you verify model numbers of old unit versus new unit? Is this the right curb adapter? Blah, blah, blah. And they're like, yeah, we'll get back to you. So in the meantime, we're like, well, now what? So in that particular case, the new unit was significantly smaller than the old curb.
Yeah.
And so we just decided, well, we're just going to set the new unit on a couple of stickers on the roof. Building was a red iron bar joist system throughout. There wasn't any special support, and it wasn't a very big unit. So we just set it on the roof, panned off the hole, and we're like, all right, well, we'll figure it out in a couple weeks. Long story, we go to rooftop unit number two.
Yeah.
At that point in time, I called and I'm like, can you verify, you know, can you send me specs on the curb adapter for the second unit? Yeah. Yeah. Different building. So we go downtown. I, you know, look at Miles had already put the specs in his workup when we were there, when he found the failed heat exchanger. And so he had already had the measurements. I'm like, yep, nope. Curb adapter looks right. It looks correct. It fits. Yep. 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 Okay. Looks fine. And so we call back to the supply house. I'm like, yeah, no, according to the dimensions, everything looks like it's fine. The dimension size is fine. However, the new unit, the supply and return are reversed from what the old unit was. We were taking out a train, putting in a Daikin, and it had to rotate 90 degrees on the curb adapter. And it was one of those things that we show up yesterday morning or yesterday afternoon, midday, 11 o'clock, Crane shows up. He gets done with his previous job. He's like, hey, I'm ready to go. We kind of all roll on to site at the same time. Miles jumps on the roof, whack, you know, pulls a disconnect off and does a couple things to get it disconnected. And we fly the new curb adapter up there first.
Yeah.
Fly the old unit off, new unit's coming up, and we're looking at the curb adapter again. And I'm like, wait, what the heck? It doesn't, like, it doesn't fit the curb. Like, no, that's not the dimensions we gave. You know, what's going on here? And
and you even verified this ahead of time.
Yeah.
Because you had trouble with the first one. This is your second one. We're not working again.
Yeah. And I'm like, what in the world is going on here? And I, somewhere along the line on the second unit, the there was I don't know if it was a C was turned into an E.
Sure.
On the, you know, it was a revision change. And so in the old train unit, the difference between a C and an E was who knows what. I mean, something physically changed. And the new unit has to be rotated. The C model that they ordered the curb for apparently didn't.
Sure.
And so now we have this curb, you know, this $1,500 curb adapter that's like, we approved it. And I mean, and rightfully because I don't, on the submittal, you get, well, here's the curb adapter, blah, blah, blah. It fits these couple of models. Well, it doesn't really say, there's a note on there. And I didn't quite understand the note. I'm trying to remember what it said. Something, you know, solid top, horizontal. And I was like, I think that this is made for a ducted unit. Like, if you were modifying the existing curb to be a horizontally ducted unit. And it was a little bit weird and a little bit vague. And when I called the supply house, they were like, read me off the model number for the old unit. And as soon as I did, he's like, oh, that's what we did.
Yeah.
We ordered you a 1035 instead of a 1036. And you have we've got the wrong curb adapter. And I'm like, oh my God, come on. You know, so this office building has been without heat since September 5th.
Yeah, no big deal. It's only, right? You know,
so it's now November 1st. And, you know, and so this, it's an architecture office. It's had no heat for, you know, the last 2 months. And now we've got another couple of weeks before we're ready to roll. But it'd be kind of interesting.
Didn't you fly some in yesterday? Isn't that what you were working on yesterday?
That was what first. Yeah, that was the second. No, we did finish the first one last week because that new adapter came in, and now we're about 2 weeks from getting the right adapter on the new one.
Oh God, my head is spinning here, dude. I just ordered some parts for a couple older commercial type Viessmann boilers. It's a rack system. One of the rotary fans, they call it, but it's, you know, the inducer.
Yeah.
One of them of the three is bad. And then I got a flow switch that's not making. And so all together I'm ordering parts for these. What are they now? 17-year-old boilers that are in perfectly good condition.
Right.
Amazingly. And yeah. I've got enough experience to know that I'm going to get the parts I need, but they're obscure enough and like they're not clear in part numbers and stuff because there's so many variations to these boilers over the years and sourcing the OEM parts that weren't made by Viessmann, all this kind of stuff. Like, and I'm worried that I'm going to get the wrong curb adapter.
Yeah.
In the sense that there are two, there are two rotary fans for these things, depending on like what plant it came out of in the Ukraine or something. You know what I mean? Like it's literally that. And I'm thinking, but the only saving grace is I needed one flow switch. There's three boilers. So I ordered three flow switches. The other two will just sit there. I won't even change them.
Yeah.
You know, but we'll have them. It's a greenhouse. Right. It's in my town. It's 3 miles from my house, right on the highway. I mean, it's a simple drive, and I have a good relationship with them. They call me. I didn't install these are old.
Yeah.
But I just the other thing, the saving, you know, the one thing I said, you know, kind of saving grace is that John Stone, my guy, I call him up and I'm like, Tom, I need this and this is from Viessmann Tech Support. Give him the numbers. He's like, I have that fan in Bloomington. And I'm like, no freaking way. That's what made me a little nervous because I'm like, you might think you have the fan, but I think it's going to be the other one, like in my head, right?
Yeah.
But I trust the guy. I trust Tom. Like Corbo is, like we call him, his last name's Corbo. I'm like, Corbo, come on, dude. Don't be messing with me. He's like, no, I have it. And I'm like, well, that's cool. And I said saving grace because, like, I guess if it's not, I didn't ship it from Rhode Island. I can return it to Johnstone, but I can't return, you know, you buy it as soon as it comes out of Rhode Island. So as you know, I've got a couple parts here that are just sitting there. I don't need them right now, but I'm hoping I do.
I got a gas valve.
Yep.
Yeah. Or I got a gas valve sitting on the shelf that's a similar situation.
Or a refractory kit for a WB2B. The box the size of a, you know, truck wheel.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, it's tough to verify that kind of stuff. You don't know because you have to have that trust and relationship and hope that your source is getting it right. Because these are qualified people. They're in business for you know, they're not regularly making mistakes, right?
No.
But it sucks, especially when your customer set, you know, like you said, no heat for how long? You know, it's crazy.
Right. You know, luckily that, you know, the architecture office is they're already geared up with space heaters cause they've already been accustomed to it. So you know what, it's just kind of is what it is. And they were all cool with it. You know, they're like, oh, that sucks. You know, well, all right. And originally we had told them the unit wasn't even supposed to ship until like yesterday or 2 days, the 29th or something like that. From the factory.
Yeah.
And then it was going to go from the factory to Vancouver, Washington, and then get unloaded at a distribution center and then make its way from Vancouver, Washington back to Missoula. And I mean, it was going to be like a couple weeks from now anyway.
Sure.
And so we're ahead of schedule. We got a delivery. I don't know what changed in it, but it shipped from the factory faster. So
under promise, over deliver. That's what happened. That's the only thing.
Yep.
It's either that or fairies. All right, dude.
Yeah, let's do it.
Verify your equipment and then get the rocks.
And so that was the conversation. You know, I went in and had a conversation with the manager yesterday and I'm like, what do I do? What do we do different? Right? Like, you know what? Problems already happened that we're not going to fix that. We can't fix that. This has got messed up twice.
Right.
Right. How do we fix it in the next time? What do I need to be doing to make sure that you guys have what you need so that I got what I need? You know, because I mean, it's a partnership that I want to continue. You know, I don't want to not buy from this supply house. Has it cost me money? Yes. Has it cost me time? Yes. They're doing what they can to make it right. And that's fine.
That's it too. This same Corbo, I emailed him a few weeks ago because I took delivery of a couple boilers and one of them had the straps cut off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of Vitadins. You know what I'm talking about? That's bad news. You can't cut the straps.
It means that somebody has taken it out of the box.
Well, no. Well,
I question that, like right out of the gate. Like,
yeah, but you can't even, shows up, you can't move this boiler without having the straps around the cardboard because the cardboard keeps the whole thing together. It's the dumbest design ever, Viessmann.
And I'm fine with it because you know what it does? It gives me that opportunity to go, this boiler has been opened. Somebody has opened this box. They have taken something out of it and then put something back. I don't want it.
You're very positive in that outlook. I'll say positive because I know what you're saying. Like I disagree. I don't disagree. I know you're right.
Yep.
But my first inclination or my first thought was, is great. Now I have a boiler that doesn't have a package. It may as well just not have showed up in a box because of literally the factory packaging
absolutely.
Those two plastic straps keep everything intact
in where they're supposed to go. Yeah.
They opened it in the shop. I come to find out, they opened it before they brought it to me, like literally that day, because the bottom of the pallet was broke on one end. Yeah. They're like, so we open it up. I'm like, the one thing you can't do is open this.
Well, or if you do open it, then at least band iron it back together.
They should have done that. And I even, so I sent this email and it was a pretty, and I'm not one to do that, but I'm like, you can't do this. Here's why. I'm really, really disappointed. Now I've got to, now I have to have somebody help me load and unload this thing. It's a $4,000 boiler, blah, blah, blah. You know, like this is not cool. Because of two plastic straps, and it's not your fault that the factory packages it this way, but you can't undo the packaging. All of this goes into now it's going to cost me money. And so then I had that face to face over the phone. It was over the phone, but I had the actual conversation with Corbo yesterday. Same as you did. You went in, you talked to him like, how are we going to fix this? I'm on the phone. I'm dealing with something else. I'm ordering those parts. And then I said, hey, and about that email that you don't normally get from me bitching at you about this, but I had to kind of explain myself. I'm like, I need you to know how important it is that this doesn't happen for all the reasons. This isn't the first time any package has been opened, right? I'm not, you know, I'm not special and I'm not thinking you got to treat me different, but for the stupid, you know, for the, all the reasons like this boiler should not be packaged like that, you can't undo it. You know what I mean? Like that's what I'm mad about.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's frustrating.
Yep.
Right,
for sure.
Right on, brother. All right. I'm hitting end right now.
Do it.
Stop. End it. Stop. Bye.
Bye.